Chicago architect Paul Harding says he has looked at still photos and videos of the collapse. He says it's painful to see, but he's looking also through the eyes of an architect looking at the structure.
What I see is something that's incredibly flimsy.
For one thing, Harding says he doesn't see any sign of a crucial lateral support.
And then if you look at the connections between the roof structure and the vertical columns that supported that, it was all kind of jerry-rigged together.
Even with gusts as high as 70 miles an hour or more, which is the latest assessment, Harding says the stage should have held.
The building should have never, but never, fallen down with wind gusts like that. I mean, it sounds like, oh, it's, you know, those are unusually high wind gusts, but the building code requirements with the lateral loading is much, much greater than that.
Harding says it looks like the stage was built to go inside an auditorium, not for open air. Steve Miller, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.